Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Yes, sir. Can we begin with your zip code?
01940.
Thank you. 01940.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. One second. And can you repeat your name for me, please?
Charles Osu Afriye.
One second. See if I can get you pulled up. Can you spell your last name for me?
OWUSU-AFRIYIE.
Hold on, I got OWUSU and you said hyphen?
Yeah.
What was the rest?
AFRIYIE.
All right, thank you. And that first name was Charles?
Yes, yeah.
And that's C-H-A-R-L-E-S, right?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, thank you. Get you pulled up, then we can proceed, sir. This is what I want to ask you, because I wanted to ask you this. I rang your zip, your phone number, and your name, and it didn't retrieve your account. So I want to make sure that these charges are with us. Should your name be the only name that they should show in?
Sorry?
Is this Charles' name, is your name that these charges should show up in?
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell me the amount? Are you saying like a 54, 49?
What did you say?
I was trying to see the amount. Let me explain this to you. Uh-huh. With our job, we're a factory direct store.
Uh-huh.
So when the customers go online, they may try to win a Dyson or a Makita. That's a contest entry. Or they may order some male enhancements or dietary products, which is a keto or a cleanse. Does any of this ring a bell?
Yeah, you know, the whole problem is, I order like something like this watch.
Gotcha.
And I feel a survey, and then they said I'm going to win it's $5 something. So that's what I pay for. But now I'm seeing that they've charged me $77 from Aspire Evolution Quick. They took the money from my accounts.
Let me see. Can you provide me like an order number or the last four of the card that was used in the transaction?
The order number?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Okay, then hold on, please. Let me check. Hold on, please.
Yes, sir.
Hold on.
Yes, sir, you're fine. You're fine. It's not a rush at all, sir. And while we're at it, if you know
Hello?
The last four, yes,
Hello?
Sir.
The order number is 678 951029.
Thank you. One second. I'm hoping this retrieves your account. And then did you put an email on file?
Sorry?
Did you put an email on file?
Where I ordered it from, I put email on file.
And can I get that email address?
AFRIYIE44@yahoo.com.
You said Y-I-E?
No, A Alpha Frederick Romeo India Yankee India Echo 44@yahoo.com. My surname, the last one, a free year, that is 44@yahoo.com. A F R I Y I E 44@yahoo.com.
All right, thank you. Thank you. No, sir, none of it is getting that account pulled up. So I'm gonna pray these charges, they aren't with us.
Because I didn't order direct from you guys, but I'm seeing it's a marketplace something. So after the survey, and that was like a gift, $5.95. That's what I paid, and they sent me a smartwatch. The smartwatch was sent from your end. That's why I'm calling to, you know, locate that Aspire Evolution quick. They took the money from accounts.
I got you, sir. And I got a number that you can call. They'll get you pulled up. When you said that Evolution, that's short for that Evo Trainer. And if you're seeing a $24.99 charge.
Sorry?
You said you were seeing a $70 charge.
Yeah, $77.56 charge.
Yes, sir. With that Evolution, that's that Evo Trainer. I got a number where they'll be able to get you pulled up, Mr. Charles, and get you assisted.
You got their number?
Yes, sir.
Now, is it right? Is this scam or something?
This is for that Evolution Trainer, that Evo Trainer.
Evo?
Yes, sir. That what you just read to me?
Sorry? They are Evo?
Yes, sir. I got that. I got their number, and they'll be able to get you pulled up.
So they scam me, right?
That's correct.
Then they'll continue to keep money from accounts. Is that correct?
No, sir. Not if we can get you pulled up.
Okay. So you said I should call them?
Right. And that number is 1-855-2-55. Yes, sir.
207-1119. Mm-hmm.
You can call them. They'll get you pulled up, Mr. Charles.
Oh, so if I call them, what do I say to them?
That you're calling about the Evo Trainer, and you want to know if they can get your account pulled up.
Oh, Evo Trainer.
Yes, sir. That Evo is short for Evolution, and that's a train. It's a physical fitness app that should have come through to this email account.
Oh, so it's Evo Trainer. Is that what you mean?
Yes, sir.
TETRAINER, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Evo Trainer.
Yes, sir.
That's the name, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what do you guys tell them?
That you're calling about that Evo Trainer, and you want to know if they can get your account pulled up.
They can get my accounts pulled out.
Right. See, once we get your account pulled up, then we can get you assisted.
Account pulled out.
Right. So I'm explaining this to you, Mr. Charles. When you call that number, you'll bring in the information when you call to where we'll be able to get you pulled up. That's why I had to give you that number. You reached the right place. I just got to give you another number where they can get you to this Evo department.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. You called the right place.
So are they going to return my money?
Yes, sir. Especially if that's something that you didn't want. If that Evo was something that you didn't want. Then most definitely. But I want to make sure that we get you pulled up before I tell you anything. I want to be sure.
Okay. So can you do it from your end?
I wish I could, sir. When I was trying to get your name and that information, that's where when you call back, I may get the call. I don't know for sure, but you will have to call that number because when you call, you'll bring that information in to get your account pulled up.
Oh, so please try and call. I also call.
Yes, sir. When you call, you'll shift that information to me, and hopefully I get the number, I get you, and I get you pulled up, Mr. Charles, and get you assisted. And if the account can be refunded, we'll get you refunded, canceled out, all that.
Okay, so when I call them right now, then I'll give you the information.
Right, right.
So what number should I call you on? Is that the same number?
Yes, sir, that 855-207-1119.
Hold on, let me write that number. Your number again,
855-207.
So hold on, 855-207-1119. 1119. I mean your number. Your number.
All right, give me 1 second.
Yeah.
It is 599. Yes, sir.
599-555-0828.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Your name, please.
It's Art, A-R-T. Art, A-R-T. Like the design, Art, A-R-T.
You say R-A?
A-R-T.
Rach, Rach.
No, it's A-Art, A-R-T, A-R-T.
You say R-A?
Yes, sir.
A-R-T.
Right, art, like you're drawing, color, art.
No, let me spell it again. R for Robert, A for Alpha, R for Robert, T for Thomas. Is that
no,
right?
No, sir. It's A for Alpha, R for Robert, T for Thomas.
Oh, art.
Yes, sir, art.
Okay, I'll call them and get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. You have a good day, Mr. Charles. God bless you, too,
you
sir.
Too.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.